You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's turn back to that issue that the Dáil was dealing with yesterday. Congestion on our roads, particularly for commuters. Brian Caulfield, Professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College at Dublin. What's causing this congestion? Is it just, is it a symptom of our economic success, do you think, Brian?
I think there's a number of reasons that are causing the congestion. And when you look at the data on that, particularly the M7, which was mentioned yesterday in the Dáil, on last year, traffic volumes were up 2%. But if you compare it back to 2019, it's up 6%. But there is, this congestion is happening, and there are more people on the road. One of the reasons could be that people are being brought back into the office. In 2017, 28% of the trips that we took in this country were to work. That went down as low as 20% over the pandemic, but last year that went up. So I suspect, you know, the extra couple of thousand cars that are on the road are part of that going back to work. And the road itself wasn't exactly congestion-free before these people went back to work. So that's exacerbating the problem.
Okay. Lack of public transport options. We were making the point earlier, Brian, that it's difficult because of the way we've developed over the past 50 years with so many one-off housing, with ribbon development and so on. It is more difficult to make public transport sustainable.
It is an awful lot more difficult to make it sustainable. We've also been very, very poor in investing in good public transport. I'll give you a statistic. Ireland has 3% of Ireland's rail network is electrified, and that compares to an average across the EU of about 67%. So an electrified rail network that would go out into the west of Dublin, like Dartmouth and, you know, a railway to Navan, would be more efficient. It would get more people into the city, and it would help alleviate this congestion.
Okay. You can't help but notice when you're observing, if you're on a bus or if you're walking or whatever, and you're watching the cars commuting, the number of people with just, number of cars with just one person in them. Is there anything that can be done? I mean, there's been talk about having lanes to, you know, with people with two or three people or four people in the car.
That has been trialled in a number of countries. It's been trialled as well in Ireland. I've done some research on it here in Ireland as well. It can work, but it's really difficult to make it work. The reason that people choose their cars is because of the flexibility that it provides. And let's say, for example, yourself and Kira, we're ride-sharing to get into new stuff this morning. If Kira went home earlier or went off, you know, she wants to go shopping or whatever it was, then you were stuck waiting. So the flexibility of the car is gone when you start to share it in that way.
Okay. Where do the solutions lie in this?
The solutions, like, well, I suppose there are short-term solutions that could be done, and there are longer-term ones, like the big rail project that we talked about before. I think in the short-term, one of the things that we could do is maybe provide more bus-based park and ride on the motorways. I think as well we need to be maybe a bit better in terms of the accident kind of response on the motorways when cars break down. That causes an awful lot of congestion, that we could get better on that. But there doesn't look to be a short-term solution other than, you know, more bus priority. But what we really need to do, and what government really need to do, is stand by the $23 billion that they say they're going to spend on transport by the end of the decade, and start things like Dart Plus, start things like the Navan rail line.
Okay.
And it's not just in Dublin. This congestion is in Cork and all the other cities.
It is, absolutely, indeed. Important to emphasise that point. In Galway maybe has even worse traffic congestion than Dublin. Brian Caulfield, Professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.